Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, January 10th, 2019. Welcome to day 721. Mitch McConnell blocked two House-passed bills that would have ended the now 20-day-long government shutdown. McConnell refused to take up the Senate version of a bill advanced by the House to reopen parts of the government that have been shut down since late last month. McConnell said that he will not consider any bills related to the shutdown that he doesn't believe Trump would sign. He added, quote, "political stunts are not going to get us anywhere," end quote. The Pentagon, meanwhile, has started preparing options to build a wall along the southern border in the event that Trump declares a national emergency. Quote, "the Department of Defense," said Navy Captain Bill Speaks, "is reviewing available authorities and funding mechanisms to identify options to enable border barrier construction," end quote. Trump once again warned that he was considering using an emergency declaration if talks with Democrats ultimately fail to result in an agreement. Quote, "if this doesn't work out, probably I will do it. I would almost say definitely," Trump said. "We have plenty of funds if there's a national emergency," end quote. Back in Capitol Hill, Michael Cohen has voluntarily agreed to publicly testify in front of the House Oversight Committee before going to prison next month. Trump's former personal attorney said he appreciates the opportunity, quote, "to give a full and credible account of the events that have transpired," end quote, during the time that he worked for Trump. Chairman Representative Elijah Cummings said the committee is, quote, "in the process of consulting with Special Counsel Mueller's office," end quote, and promised more information about the February 7th hearing in the coming weeks. Cohen will also answer questions from lawmakers about the Russia investigation during a closed-door session before the committee in the near future, according to Adam Schiff. And finally, Robert Mueller asked for information directly last year from one of Trump's campaign pollsters, who also used to do business with Paul Manafort. Campaign pollster Tony Fabrizio was interviewed by Mueller's team in February of 2018, a meeting which was previously unreported. The interview is even more significant in light of recent revelations that Mueller has been investigating how Manafort shared polling data with an associate who had ties to Russian intelligence. And now to the notables. One, scientists say the oceans are warming at a much faster rate than they originally thought. A new study published in the journal Science found that the oceans are heating up 40% faster on average than estimates from a UN panel published just 5 years ago. Two, Steve Mnuchin agreed to give a classified briefing to members of Congress about his decision to lift sanctions on companies linked to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska. And three, Trump canceled a trip to Davos for the World Economic Forum and blamed it on, quote, "the Democrats' intransigence on border security and the great importance of safety for our nation," end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.